This week we have prayed, Lord of all power and might, author and giver of all good things, graft into our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and by your great mercy keep us in the same. False religions demand works, demand rituals, demand a show of personal piety. Unless you perform exactly what the religion demands, you have no hope of redemption, no hope of eternal life. Even if you strictly follow the rules and traditions, you are never assured that your works and sacrifices are enough. Jesus told his followers, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The scribes and Pharisees displayed the utmost respect for the external rituals and rules of the religion, but rejected God's grace. Christians are at the same time saints and sinners. We are redeemed from the guilt of our transgressions by the blood of Jesus Christ, yet we continue to sin. Therefore, we continue to ask God for his mercy. True religion is this. You are declared holy and righteous in God's sight because Jesus bore the guilt of your sin. You are declared innocent, the charges against you are dropped, and the price has been paid. We have the privilege of responding to this good news by gathering each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church to receive God's gifts of grace, love, and mercy. Please join us to learn more of this truth. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.